For the first time, students across the state will learn about the past and present experiences of Oregon's tribes. It's a simple idea, but as Elizabeth Miller reports, it will take some time and some training.
When Shandine Garcia talks to educators, she starts with an exercise.
We give them a blank sheet of paper and we say, can you list the 9 federally recognized nations in the state? They can't. And they can't for a reason. And it's not because they woke up that morning saying, what could I do to erase Indians?
She says it's because when they were students, they didn't learn about the Native experience. This year, that will change. The tribal history lessons will start in 4th, 8th, and 10th grades. And they won't just be a part of social studies. They'll connect to health, science, and math. Garcia helped write the lessons for the Oregon Department of Education.
This bill isn't just 45 lessons and essential understandings. It's actually a shift of accountability and reparation on the accurate truth and contemporary place and strength of Indigenous nations in this country.
The 9 essential understandings cover tough topics like genocide and racism. This is the first time ODE has been responsible for creating curriculum. It won't be in classrooms until January. On top of those state-mandated lessons, Oregon tribes are crafting lessons specific to their own people's experiences.
This is for 4th grade, and it's split into, there's a guide for what all these little
At the new Tribal Community Center for the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Indians in southern Oregon, Renee Gunther and Kalar McNulty look through a binder. It's full of lessons about Cow Creek, Gunther's tribe.
So the 5 Cow Creek bands? Mm-hmm. See, I don't even know that.
Gunther works as a tribal liaison for the South Umpqua School District. She looks forward to students knowing more about the Cow Creek's place in Oregon.
As a Cow Creek native, it'll be exciting for people to know, like, okay, yeah, that actually exists. We're a real tribe and we're not just the casino.
Gunther and Cow Creek Youth Development Specialist McNulty are helping with the curriculum. McNulty, who is not Cow Creek, says the lessons provide a more nuanced view of tribal history.
And it isn't just that little museum on the side of the road that says, oh, people kind of used to live here long ago. You know, there will be lessons on trade. And, you know, I mean, Cow Creek traded with tribes in California. My tribe's all the way down from Monterey.
But when it comes to training teachers on it, Gunther and McNulty say that may mean unlearning their personal experiences.
There's a lot of history or wrong knowledge that we have to come back from it, and, you know, teaching our teachers that may have not had the proper education about, you know, Indian country and even just the 9 tribes within Oregon.
The Oregon Department of Education plans to hire a consultant to offer professional development, and a training schedule is due out this month. And even though teaching the curriculum is required, professional development is not. Shandine Garcia worries about teachers feeling alone in delivering this sensitive new material.
Educators have the choice to take what's put in front of them and enter it with integrity and purpose, or they can choose to say, oh, it's just another mandate.
Some districts are doing their own thing. In southern Oregon, South Umpqua is running 7 half-day trainings throughout the year with Garcia's help. On top of the lessons, sessions will focus on topics like microaggressions or cultural appropriation. The extensive training means South Umpqua students won't learn the new curriculum until next school year. Student Achievement Director Andy Johnson says the wait is worth it.
We want to roll it out in a way that is correct and is sensitive and that our teachers really understand what they're doing so it can be effective and not be offensive in any way. We don't want to offend.
Johnson says the collaboration with the Cow Creek Tribe will help both the district's Native and non-Native students. Renee Gunther's excited for her community, but especially for her 2 young sons.
It gives me hope for their education and for them to feel accurately represented.
As tribes develop their own curriculum, they can choose to share it with schools across the state. Elizabeth Miller, OPB.